Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Nedarim Daf Samach Hei Amud Bet, and this is the second Shiur of three in the ninth parak of Eliezer Omer, in which we deal with Pitchei Nedarim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehin Kenolad Ve'inan Kenolad. So if you recall, in the previous Mishnah, we encountered the machloka between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim about potchin binolad. Rabbi Eliezer says that a new, unforeseen circumstance is accessible as a petach, and Chachamim disagreed. Rabbi Meir presents the notion that there are things that look like nolad that shouldn't be nolad and therefore should be used as a petach. In Chachamim modim lo, Chachamim disagreed, and they said they're also considered nolad and cannot be used as a petach. Ketzad? It's an example. Amar konam she'inin ani noset plonit shaviyara. A man says, takes a neder, banning himself from marrying a certain girl because her father is a bad guy. Amrulo meito shasa tshuva, and then he is informed that perhaps subsequently, perhaps not, we'll have to see that the father has died or he's corrected his behavior. Or konam abayit zeshan nichrash akilav rabba tocho shadachash betocho, says I'm banning myself from going to that house because there is a bad dog in there, or there's a snake there. If they say that the dog is dead, the snake has been killed, or Meir says this is not really nolad. It looks like nolad, but it is not really nolad. We'll have to see why. Nonetheless, Chacham did not agree, and they said this also cannot be used as a petach. Now, konam shenichnas, right, mate nolad who? Why are we saying that if the snake died, or the father died, in any case, that it's not nolad? That is nolad. So Rav Huna na'asa ketoled nidro b'davar. Rav Huna takes one approach, and he says that when you made the reason for your ban part of the statement, it is as if you made it a condition. In other words, I am not marrying this girl on condition that her father is wicked. When that changes, the ban is lifted. Rabbi Yochanan amar kvar meit, kvar sachuva kam relay. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're not reading the Mishnah correctly. When they inform him that the snake has been killed, or the dog is dead, or whatever it may be, they're saying that was the situation before you took the neder, which means your neder was really a mistaken neder. It was based on bad information. You thought she had a rotten father. It turned out that her father was already corrected his behavior, or was dead. It doesn't matter. Either way, you were basing your neder, and you explicated that your reason for the neder was information that at the time of the neder was already wrong. Now, Meitiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba challenges Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Konam she'ini nosei l'plonit ki'u rabba ha'i na'a. The Mishnah at the end of our parak says that if a man takes a ban that he's not going to marry a certain girl because she's unattractive, it turns out she really is attractive. Shchorava rei levana, she's dark-complected, and I want somebody who's fair-complected. Ksaravi aruka, she's short, and I want somebody who's tall. Mutarba, turns out that she is not any of those things you thought she was. You're allowed to have the ban is not in effect. Not because something has changed, right? But because the neder was all based on a mistake. And if you banned a particular woman and you weren't going to marry her and didn't say why, that's it. But if you said explicitly, the reason I'm banning her is because she looks like this, or she talks like that, or she's from here, and it turns out that information is incorrect, then it's clear that your neder was invalid. Now, Bishtamal Rav Huna, I understand, according to Rav Huna's explanation of our Mishnah, that in our Mishnah, it is Toleb Nidro B'davar, Masekh Toled Nidro B'davar, Atana Toled Nidro B'davar, Atana Neder Taut. Then I understand why there's two Mishnayot in our Perek. One which is our case, where he says, I'm not going to marry this girl because her father is bad, and we say it's as if you said, as long as her father is bad and alive, and then he finds out that he subsequently died or subsequently improved his behavior, then the neder is lifted. So I understand why I need that. Plus, at the end of the parak, I need a separate Mishnah about neder ta'ut. El Rabbi Yochanan damar kvar meitu kvar sachuva, but according to Rabbi Yochanan interprets in our Mishnah that when you took the neder, the fault was already corrected, which means your neder was a ta'ut. Lama limini trezim na neder ta'ut. What do I need at the beginning and at the end of the parak? Same lesson, which is that neder ta'ut is invalid. And the answer is kasha. You're right. It's a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's position seems to be difficult. All right, the next Mishnah. V'yor amar Meir, potchin lo min hakatuv b'Torah. Now here we do not find dissent. In the previous Mishnah, we found the Chachamim dissented with Rav Meir. Not here. Meir says that you may use psukim from the Torah as a petach. For instance, either way, ita yodash ata over al lotikom valotitor. Had you known that by taking this netter against a guy who wronged you, or wronged you worse, and you're just bearing a grudge, you violated the law against revenge or bearing a grudge, v'alotis not tachicha b'vavecha, or you are violating the law of maintaining hatred for your fellow, or v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, classically, anytime you ban somebody from getting hana from you, that's a violation of ahavta l'recha kamocha, or even v'cheachicha imach, even the mitzvah of giving staka. Why? After all, let's say that the fellow that you banned becomes impoverished, and you won't be able to give him staka, and you won't be able to fill the mitzvah in the Torah. Had you known that you were violating that, would you have taken the neder? Then that is a viable petach to release the neder. If a person says, had I known that by saying these things I was violating the law in the Torah, I wouldn't have done it, that's mutar. Now, one short line in the Gemara. Amar le Rav Huna bar Rav Katina le Rabbanan. He asked the students, Neima called him ani lav alay nafil. In the last case, when the fellow says, when we say to him, had you known that you'd be violating the law of giving tzedakah, because after all, if this guy becomes impoverished, you won't be able to help him, why can't the guy just answer and say, look, he's not going to come to me, he's going to come to the gabbai, and he's going to ask the gabbai for money. After all, if he comes to collect, I've contributed to the fund, all right, I'm contributed along with everybody else. That's certainly not a violation of hana, of a neder, as we've seen many times, that if you even give the exact thing that he's getting through a middleman, then it's not a violation. Certainly, when you contribute to a fund and part of that fund feeds him, that's not a violation. So why don't we say that? In other words, okay, but why is v'cheachichaymach a valid petach? The guy could say, if the guy becomes impoverished, he'll come to the gabbai. The answer is, says somebody who needs staka, the first thing he does is not go to the gabbai. He first comes to his relatives and his neighbors, people who know him. And this fellow took the neder, somebody who knows him, and now, guess what? You won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of chechi chaimach. That's a petach. Okay, potrin na'oda mechtubat ishto. You're allowed to use a ktubah as a petach, meaning if a man typically bans his wife from getting hanah, then that will lead to, it doesn't mean typically he takes such a ban, but if a man takes a ban, banning his wife from getting hana from him, typically that's going to immediately mean a need for divorce and paying a ketubah. You can use that as a crowbar to get the guy to generate his charata, his regret, so that you can be matu the neder. And let's hear a story. There was a man who banned his wife from getting hana, which was leading to divorce. Her ketubah was 400 dinar. And Rabbi Akiva said, you got a divorce, you got to pay her the full ketubah. Amar lo Rabbi, chet meot dinarim hiniach abba. After all, 800 dinarim, father left me, meaning me and my brother. Natalach, he dal meot vani dal meot. My brother took 400, I took 400, which means all I have to my name is 400. Lo dayash, she told him my time, money my time, so let me split it with her. Community property. She'll get 200, I'll get 200. We'll look at this line in the Gemara. Even if you have to sell the hair on your head, you still have to pay her the full ketubah. Amarlo ilo aiti yoder shukein lo aiti noder. The fellow said, if I had known that it would come to that, that I would be absolutely penniless and have to give her everything in order to pay the ketubah, then I would not have taken the neder. V'itira Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said, okay, mutalach, 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 the ban is lifted, it's released, there is charata. All right, now, of course, there's nothing here close to Nolad. This is nothing that happened new. Now, Metaltele Mimishtab L'Ketubah, we have to remember that within the law of the Gemara, Metaltelim, this changed by the Gonim, but Metaltelim are not Mishtabed to a Chov. If you incur a debt, then all of your real estate becomes attached to it, but not chattel. All right, so how can you say that the Metaltele Mishtabed L'Ketubah, why does he have to pay her the 400 zuz? So Rabbi Karka Shaveh Chet Meot Dinar. He said what he said was, my father left us 800 dinar worth of land. And my brother and I split it, so now I've got 400 dinar worth of land, and so the wife has a claim on it. It is karka. Alaktani siaro show, but later on Rabbi Kiva said you even have to use the hair on your head, and that's certainly metaltalin. Siaro show metaltalin hau. This is what Rabbi Kiva said. It means, even if it means that you're going to be left with nothing, even if it means that you have to sell your own hair in order to eat, you're still going to have to pay the whole thing. Now, this is a machloket at the end of Bava Kama about mesadrin lebalchov, meaning when a debtor owes a particular amount which is as much as or more than he has. Which means that if he pays either the whole thing or as much as he has, either way, he's now left with nothing. So do we make a sidur in which we make sure to give him enough food for a year and in a bed, et cetera, machloket, about whether we do that? So it sounds from this interpretation of Rabbi Kiva's statement that even if it means you're going to have to use your own hair and sell it to eat, which means you're going to be left absolutely penniless, you still have to pay the full 400, sounds like we're taking position on the machloket and saying, ein mesadrin lebalchov, that we do not allow an arrangement, like we have in bankruptcy court, where you're allowed to keep this amount and that amount in order to be able to pay the rent and be able to have clothing, etc. Just beyond that, you have to start paying. It sounds like we don't do that. I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak responds, and he says that Lomar Shein Makarin Shtark Tubai, he says it teaches a whole different thing, which is as follows. Do not infer from here that in Masadrin Lebalchov. It could even be the case that Masadrin Lebalchov, meaning that we do make arrangements. What we mean is that even if you end up so penniless that the chiyuv of the ketubah is still there. In other words, even if you pay, even if you didn't have any money and you paid just a little bit, we would not destroy the chov. And that means that if later on you became wealthy, the chov would still be there and you'd have to pay it. Okay? The last Mishnah we're going to take a look at today is several Mishnayot. Potchin b'yamim tovim uveshabbatot. You're allowed to use Yontif and Shabbos as a petach. Now, typically, a neder would be taken from food, which is luxurious. Wine, meat, and we've seen that several times. So a person takes a ban from wine, then somebody said, and then the chacham can say to him, did you realize that Yontif, if you took a neder for a year, you're going to have some yamim tovim, where we all celebrate with wine? So, ooh, I didn't think of that. That's a petach. Now, originally the position of the rabbis was that if you do such a thing, then Shabbat is a day in which you're permitted to drink wine. The ban is, shall we say, suspended, but during the week it is still in effect. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva only made, Rabbi Akiva came and taught, Shaneder Shutam Michlalo Utar Miksato Hutar Kulo. A neder which has been partially released is entirely released. And there's no such thing as half a neder. And therefore, if the neder was against wine in general, and you suddenly, one day a week, or even one day a year, or one day in your lifetime, was lifted, then the entire neder falls apart. That's the first Mishnah. The next Mishnah gives an example of that. Ketzad. Amar konam she'inin en elekulchem. A man took a ban from a group of people. Hutar echad mehen utruth kulan. So if he took a ban from those 10 people and one of them then was released because he didn't realize it was a family member or whatever it may be, then they're all released because it was all one ban. However, she'inina hanel lezeh ulezeh, and we'll see what this means, is that he said, if I'm not going to benefit from you, and then you, the second guy, are like A, and C is like B, and D is like C, and E is like D, etc., as he linked them together in sequence, then hutari is shown into kulan. If the first guy in the sequence is released, then they're all released, because they're all, it's dominoes, they all fall on him. Hutar acharon, if only the last guy was released, then acharon mutar kulan asurin, then only the last guy is released. Now, hutar hamtsai, according to some girsot, we have this. Hutar hamtsai, amenu lamata, hutar amenu lamala asur. Let's say that we did what I said. You said that A, you're banned from getting benefit from me. And then B, you're like A. C, you're like B. D, you're like C. E, you're like D. So if you're mater A, they're all mutar. If you're mater E, only E is mutar. But if you're mater C, then C, D, and E are mutar, because they're E is linked to D, D is linked to C. But B and A, of course, are untouched. Okay. Shanina lezeh korban lezeh korban. Tzrichin petach l'chol achad v'chad. However, if you use the word korban attached to each individual fellow that you were being my dear, then there's no more linkage. So if you said, I'm not getting benefit from you, Mr. A, as a korban, and everything you benefit from me, Mr. B, is a korban. See, then each one eats a petach, there's no linkage anymore. As we'll see, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Konam yayin sheini toim shayin ra lemayayim. This is the last Mishnah in the group. If a person says, I'm banning wine because wine is bad for the intestines. Amrulo, and they said, valom yushan yafel lemayayim. And they turn around and tell him, by the way, old wine is good for the intestines. But you shouldn't really need that. All you need is that it not be bad. Hutar b'mishan. So then you are allowed to drink old wine because you explicated that your reason for taking the ban was because wine is bad. You weren't entirely wrong. It's not an eder ta'ut, but you were partially wrong. So old wine is mutar. And then what happens? We generate the second piece. Mishan b'var hutar l'b'chol ha'yayin. So now you're allowed to drink all wine because neder shutar miktzato utar kulo. Konam batzal she'ini toim shabatzal ra'alev. If you banned onions because onions are bad for the heart, amrulo halaha kufri yafel alev. On the page, I identified it as a Cypriot onion. That's one of the two ways of reading kufri. The other way is kafri, a village onion or a rural onion. Whatever it may be, there's a particular kind of onion that's good for the heart. So they told him, hey, the kufri is good for the heart. So then, hutarak b'kufri is allowed to eat the kufri. V'lo b'kufri b'var hutar ela b'chol ha'btzalim. Not only the kufri, but all of them. K'den sh'neder sh'utar mitzato utar kulo. And now we find support from a story. Ma'aseh hayav yitiro Rabbi Meir b'chol ha'btzalim. Evidently, there was a fellow who took a ban from onions and explicated why. They told him that a particular strain doesn't fit his description. And Rabbi Meir said, now you're allowed to eat all onions because neder sh'utar mitzato utar kulo. Now, the Gemara immediately comments on the middle part of the Mishnah, which was the sequencing. Rabbi Shimon is the one who's really picking up on the next piece in the Mishnah, who said, if you say korban l'chol achad v'echad, then each one needs his own petach. Mashma, that if you didn't say korban l'chol achad v'echad, they're all considered one neder that's linked. And therefore, depending where you cut the link, that's where the heterim will be. So that's Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says, it's a sugyan masachet shvuot, that if five guys are claiming from a fellow, and he takes different claims, and he takes an oath he doesn't owe them, and he takes an oath he doesn't owe A, B, C, D, and E, and then it turns out he's lying, he has to bring one korban. But if he says shvuah lecha, v'shvuah lecha, shvuah lecha, shvuah lecha, shvuah lecha, he says shvuah to each one, then he's chayav five korbanot. Tanakama says chayav five korbanot in any case. But Rabbi Shimon's the one who says that by saying shvuah, and in our case by saying korban, that then isolates each one as an individual shvuah, or in our case as an individual neder, and then the one's petach does not affect the other one. Good karm yayin sheni toim, etc. V'tepuk leid ne'en ra. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that in the case of the wine, in the case of the onions, the new information coming in was that these things are actually good for you, the old wine and the kufri onion. So why is we don't need that? All we need is for you to say to them, hey, those things aren't bad for you. You know, they don't need to be good for you to not fit the neder. So Rabbi Yavava od yafektani, meaning that what it means is that in the Mishnah they told him the old wine's not bad for you. Therefore, the neder is not. And by the way, it's even good for you. Just an addendum. Same thing with the batzal. I'm Rabbi Abba v'odyafektani. Right? Rabbi Abba said the same thing, that not only in the batzal, not bad for you, but it's even good for you. All right, we'll pick up here, Yitz Hashem, in the next year. Potchin l'adam echvor atzmo. And with that, we'll take us to the end of the parak on Samach Vav Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.